We affirm, first of all, universal grace, universal atonement, John 3:16, God loved the whole world and gave his son to die for the sins so that believers in Christ could be saved. But we also affirm what the Bible says about particular election. You know, Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. St. Paul talks about those whom he foreknow, those he also predestined. So it's a biblical teaching. And so that becomes the guarantee of our salvation. When you're worried, when you're concerned, you know that God's love for you began from all eternity. It's because of that love from all eternity in Christ that he made sure that you were baptized, made sure that you heard the word, made sure that you believed, and he will certainly make sure that you will remain in the faith. On the other hand, it's also biblical to say that those who are not saved are those who have willingly rejected God's grace, those who said no to it, like the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin at the time of Jesus. They heard Jesus, they saw Jesus, they knew who Jesus was, and they said no to grace. God didn't make them to do that. God didn't choose them to do that. That was their own responsibility. So we teach particular election. We do not teach reprobation, that is, God chooses anybody for damnation. People do that on their own. But we also teach that when God says in his word that he wants all men to be saved, he really does want all people to be saved, not just those whom he had previously decided were elect. There is a lot that's in this that's mysterious. We don't try to answer that. We're just going to accept what the Bible teaches on these questions.